get through the kitchen door. I'm surprised she hasn't started singing it. I look down at her. Her bugged-out eyes water, and one hand covers her mouth. The other is locked between her crossed legs. A yellow stream trickles down her leg and wets her white keds. I jump back. Jeez! Zachary looks up from the TV, his eyes flashing, his wide nostrils flaring. Do I smell pee? Did that kid pee in here? He points toward the exit, the flesh on his arm flapping as he punches his finger in the air. Get her out of here! Every eye in the trailer stares at us, except Cal, who is snooping around, picking up stuff. I want to yank Tara by her ponytails, punt her like a football, and send her sailing through the air, across the street, toward her house, to knock down Juan as he arrives at Scarlett's door. Instead, I grab Tara by the hand, the one that covers her mouth, and whip through the exit, past the waiting crowd. Taking long strides so that Tara must run to keep from falling, I cross two streets to her house, where Juan sits on the left side of the porch swing, holding Scarlett's hand. His number 5 iron is at his feet, and he wears a white t-shirt with "Don't Mess with Supermex" printed in ink across the front. "He was so fat," yells Tara, running inside to